Dr. Pinsky dictating email, I'm in. Eliphet, E-L-I-P-H-E-T-E, Francois, F-R-A-N-C-O-I-S. Eliphet Francois is a 54-year-old male who reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 6-14-21. He was accompanied to the evaluation by a professional translator named Arole, A-R-O-L-E. He explains that he was reaching high for two empty boxes, and heard a sound in his shoulder, and he fell on the floor. Parody states his arm twisted back as he was lowering the boxes. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment culminating in surgery, but he's no longer receiving any active care. Period, new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Francois alleges on 6-14-21, he was pulling product from a high pallet and hurt his right shoulder, resulting in a torn rotator cuff. Period, medical records show he was seen at WorkNet on 6-15-21, reporting a right shoulder injury from the previous day. Period, he was attempting to pick up a pallet above his head and felt sharp pain in the shoulder. Period, he denied any history of pain or injury to this area. Period. He was examined and had decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. He was diagnosed with a right shoulder strain and initiated on activity modifications and anti-inflammatories. Period. He followed up over the next few weeks and remained symptomatic. Period. On 7-14-21, he did undergo a right shoulder MRI to be inserted here. Period. He returned to have this reviewed on 7-20-21 when he was transferred to orthopedic treatment. Period. New paragraph. He saw Dr. DiBonera on 7-27-21. Period. After his clinical exam and review of the MRI, he diagnosed acute pain in the right shoulder as well as traumatic complete tear of the right rotator cuff. Period. There is an addendum addressing a question as to how a rotator cuff tear could be caused by lifting plastic bottles weighing less than 10 pounds and why a cyst would show up as seen on the MRI. Here, Dr. DiBonera personally reviewed the MRI and found a tear of the supraspinatus tendon near the insertion with a small area of full thickness involvement without evidence of atrophy or retraction. Period. He noted the remainder of her findings and explained, in the absence of atrophy or retraction and in the presence of acute inflammatory change, this is clearly an acute tear and related to the work incident in question. Period. The actual weight of the product lifted overhead has no bearing on the mechanism of injury relating to tearing. Period. He had no issue with obtaining a second opinion, but would be amazed if any orthopedic surgeon would not consider this an acute event. Period. Mr. Francois continues to be monitored by Dr. DiBonera. Period. On 9-16-21, he performed right shoulder surgery to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively. Period, an FCE was conducted on 3-21-22 and found him capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. He gave consistent effort throughout 72.7% of this test and reliable pain ratings on 75% of the time. Period. He was not found able to achieve 100% of the physical demands of his job/occupation. Period. He continued to see Dr. DiVenero through 4/19/22. Period. At that time, he described the FCE, found he was able to perform 85% of the physical demands of his job, and it was a valid study with full effort. Period. Dr. DiVenero then released him to the restrictions outlined in the FCE, common namely medium physical demand category. Period. He deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement and discharged him from care. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. It was my impression that Mr. Francois spoke Patois, P-A-T-O-I-S, which is why he needed his translator. Paired extremities upper, inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired right shoulder abduction was to 110 degrees with tenderness, and flexion to 120 degrees without discomfort. Paired motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Paired motion of the left shoulder was full in independent spheres, but adduction elicited tenderness. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to the waist level and on the left to the L2 level, both of which are suboptimal. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering or knocking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Paired was mildly tender to palpation about the right acromatic clavicular joint and anterior aspect, but there was none on the left. Paired shoulder maneuvers. He reported tenderness with nearly every provocative maneuver, including near, Jurgensen's, Hawkins, empty can, course arm reduction, speeds, Napoli scratch test. Period. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, impressions. On 6/14/21, Eliphet Francois was reaching above shoulder height to remove empty plastic bottles or boxes and believes he injured his right shoulder as a result. Period. The next day, he was seen at WorkNet and initiated on conservative care. Period. He had an MRI on 7/14/21 to be inserted here, but he was then seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero. Period. Surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy post-operatively. Period. An FCE was conducted on 3/21/22, as noted above. Period. On 4/19/22, Dr. DiVenero discharged him at maximum medical improvement within the parameters of the FCE. Period. We paragraph the current exam of Mr. Francois, found there to be at least moderately reduced range of motion about the right shoulder that is beyond that would be expected. Period. He had minimal weakness in right shoulder external rotation. Period. Essentially all provocative maneuvers at the right shoulder elicited tenderness suggestive of some symptom magnification. Period. There was full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. Period. End.